This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Monday, April 18th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. People thought professional baseball player Adam LaRoche was strange when he left a lucrative career to spend more time with his family early this year. Now he's making news for going to Southeast Asian brothels to rescue sex slaves. In fact, his work for the organization, the Exodus Road, which, according to its website, vets, trains, funds, and equips operatives to collect evidence of trafficking and then work with police to bring freedom, actually was a big part of his decision to retire. After working for 10 days in November as an undercover operative, LaRoche could not imagine going back home to play games while these children suffered day in and day out. Kevin Campbell of Exodus Road spoke to The Worldview about their greatest need.
We also need, you know, people who are passionate about this cause. They can work with us, again, in a volunteer capacity, but those people interested in working undercover with us can certainly volunteer to do that with us. And we're always looking for people who are the right people who are passionate about going undercover to look for victims of human trafficking.
According to a report released last week by the Guttmacher Institute, abortions among women ages 15 to 19 have reached a record low in the United States. In fact, fewer teens are getting abortions now than at any point since Roe v. Wade in 1973. Pastor Eric Angelus and his wife Ruth of Norwalk, California, say they believe that God directly intervened when they prayed for a young boy who had been hit by a pickup truck. Doctors agree the boy's survival from a fractured skull and spine, blood clots, and a dislocated shoulder and collarbone are indeed a miracle. The noise of that pickup truck hitting the boy brought the Angeluses out of their home to find the motionless boy surrounded by his distraught family. They prayed fervently in the name of Jesus, and the boy seemed to come to life, witnesses said. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:15. For the first time in its 100-year history, Planned Parenthood has endorsed a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. While doing so, the abortion giant's executives said every Republican candidate would be a, quote, complete disaster, unquote. But Senator Ted Cruz would be the biggest threat to the abortion industry in recent history. Saturday's sweeping victory for Cruz in Wyoming, who won all 14 delegates at stake, sets the stage for Tuesday's titanic battle for New York. Kentucky's Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis, who spent 5 days in jail last September for refusing a federal judge's demand that she issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples, finally has an accommodation that respects her Christian faith. Governor Matt Bevin signed a bill removing the names and titles of county clerks from marriage licenses. On Sunday, the fourth of a string of deadly earthquakes hit Quito, Ecuador. The death toll of the 7.8 earthquake is nearing 300 people. More than 40 are dead and thousands injured after the second of two earthquakes hit southern Japan on Saturday morning. The first, a 6.9 earthquake, and the second, a 7.3 on the Richter scale. Missionary Eric Swanson from the island of Kyushu, 100 miles from the epicenter of the quake, told The Worldview that Japan is well equipped to recover from the earthquake. He also said that the earthquakes could provide opportunities to share the gospel of Christ.
Yeah, we did feel it, probably 100 or so of the aftershocks as well, not just the main earthquakes, but the aftershocks. And some of them are almost as powerful as the initial earthquake. But as far as recovering, the Japanese are pretty good at recovering.
According to Christian Headlines, what seemed to be a great trial ended up producing two effective and compelling activists for the unborn. When Fionnuala McArdle of the United Kingdom gave birth to her little girl Mabe, weighing just 1 pound and after only 23 weeks in the womb, Mrs. McArdle had no idea what God was doing. Now, her little girl is a bubbly, beautiful, and amazing little girl, she said. She tells anyone who will listen what an absolute disgrace it would have been had someone in her shoes chosen abortion. McArdle is working to change the law, which allows a mother to abort her unborn child at 24 weeks. God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. And that's the worldview on this Monday, April 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.